Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jennings has managed two more goals in 45 minutes against Norwich today than we managed all season against them.
Things are going well, eh? Here we are then, Woodside Road, half-time, 0-0. A classic Albion side performance, domination and no goals.
Absolutely, all possession, all territory to Worthing, not much end product, hit the bar, goals allowed, one save by the keeper, not much else. Yeah. A lot of shots over the bar, although not as far as we do normally.
Yeah, well, we'll catch all the second half goals no doubt in a moment. A bumper episode as well, we're going to talk about our trip to Horsham for Worthing's defeat actually on Monday, the City match midweek. Various shenanigans and news from midweek, and whatever happens in this match, all to come. Meantime, enjoy the atmosphere from the away boys at home. There we go, on the attack, Peter.
I hate to be at St George's Day.
Yeah. This is George's Day, fancy dress everywhere.
Red Army! Red Army!
Red Army!
Yes, what a goal, 1-0, Peter.
Yeah, great goal. First real kind of bit of quality in the game, other than the free kick in the first half, so... Yeah. Yeah.
They've been working hard, looking like they're going to threaten for it for quite a while, haven't they?
And pretty much all match, but never quite got the final ball or the final shot.
From the right wing, cutting inside, beautiful ball from distance, right in the top corner by the looks of it. Hard to see from our angle.
Lucky it was in the top corner on the bottom, you wouldn't have seen it if it was the bottom corner.
Exactly. Thoroughly deserved though, 100%. Yeah. Brilliant atmosphere.
Rightly, they haven't had very much ambition, to be honest. Yeah. They've not really looked like trying to... It'd be interesting to see if they have to attack a bit more now, because... They can't just sit back on a 1-0 deficit.
And although it wasn't one of the subs, they just done a triple sub just beforehand. Cox has gone off.
We lost Dean Cox.
Oh, yeah. We lost the tiny Cox.
Yeah. We've gained a goal.
On the attack again, Peter. It's been all worth it, isn't it? First half, second half. Someone's just spilled most of their pint here in the home end. Oh, dear. Not me for a change.
No beer.
Well,
no beer. Why? You've only got no beer.
Exactly. Predictions on this? I'm going to go. I reckon this is going to end 3-0.
Yeah, now they've got the goal, hopefully.
I think it's opened things up.
Yeah, Brighton's got to come out a bit more and Worthing look like they can cut them open quite a lot.
Just to paint the picture as well. Good crowd here, a couple of thousand, I reckon, at least. Maybe more. Sunny day, a little bit of a breeze. This is perfect, isn't it? Perfect weather for a game.
Yeah.
And perfect game. Winning. Yeah.
To be honest, our weekend's going to be ruined tomorrow, really.
Yeah, I know, Let's not talk about that, We'll get on to that later on.
If that was a goal scored in the Premier League, it probably would be, talked about quite a lot in the on match today.
It was top quality, wasn't it? Really good goal. Hooks him with his left foot on the inside, cutting inside. Beautiful. Lovely stop. And the only issue with this is probably they should be further ahead already by now.
Yeah, I mean, the chances they've got, the positions they've got into, not really the chances they've had, they've not missed any sitters really, but they just not quite have the final ball.
Yeah.
Or, to be fair to Brighton, they've defended it quite well, but now they've got to attack a bit more and go for it a bit more. There should be gaps which Worthing hopefully can exploit.
Yeah.
Or they'll go and equalise immediately.
Let's see how it goes, and we're on the attack again here.
Good ball.
Wide out. To our man Jasper Patterson, who scored a goal, by the way. Jasper,
Not many footballers called Jasper.
No, not many at all.
Oh, lovely, nice idea, just hitting the guys back.
Yeah, and they've played it for now, but it's all Worthing still. Patterson again, good crossing. Oh, he's missed his chance.
It was quite a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one, but it's an air shot. Second win,
almost
still on the attack.
One of his teammates as well, then.
they've got a bit more purpose since the goal, I think. It feels like they...
Well, Brighton do. Or Brighton Worthing.
You know, rather than just attacking, but kind of like not, you know, not being that, looking that confident.
They're moving into the kill now. More,
yeah, like another goal and that'll be it.
I mean, let's not talk about it now while there's a break of play. We went to the Horsham game on Monday, didn't we? First visit to Horsham, the community stadium. We won't talk about Camping World or whatever the other part of that name is. What a lovely ground. Yeah,
really
nice.
Yeah, really good ground.
Neat and tidy, brand new, their first year there. Pleasure to be there. Sunny day as well.
Yeah.
Worthing went 1-0 up. They then went a man down and eventually lost 3-1. Horsham looked good, actually, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. I think the sending off helped. I think Worthing were quite well in control at that point and then lost their way a bit after they got one back just before half, literally on the stroke of half-time.
Because they had looked pretty good until that, haven't they? Still playing with purpose, looking for the 100 points at the time. Unfortunately, they can't get 100 now. They could get 97 if they hold on to this win. We enjoyed the beers as well at Horsham, didn't we?
Thumbs up
to them.
Spanky.
Yes.
What a name for a beer.
And it was cracking, wasn't it?
A couple of other really nice ones. Well, really nice lager as well we had after the game.
The other IPA was Work Ethic, wasn't it? What was the lager called? Triple Hop something?
Triple Hop. No, it's a Horsham FC lager, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was really good as well. So.
Thumbs up to them. Friendly club. Really nicely organised. Lovely ground.
I'd go back there.
I would as well. Lovely
good pubs. If you want to go to the sit and sip.
Yeah, they closed we got there. Gutting. Yeah. Can't believe
it. Saw us coming.
Provincial England, eh? That's the problem.
They closed early. But then the other pub we went into would open till 2 and then a live band.
So
it couldn't be more different.
Yeah, not so good with the beers though. But Horsham was great. I'd go back there definitely. Thumbs up to them. And it's a nice town. And I reckon they look good. I reckon they could be a good bet for the playoffs next season if they play like that all the time.
Yeah, first year at new ground's always tough. So the mid-table there, maybe they build on that.
Yeah.
Maybe they could pick up one or two from Worthing if they let one or two players go and
Final line on that game. Hinch at the end of the game came over to record the fans, but he did not look happy with the result, did he? That is the level of demand that he's got.
Winning level. He doesn't want to, even when they're already up as champions, he doesn't want to lose. So,
he wanted that 100 points, didn't he?
He would not have been happy about the Albion after we were up for the championship.
Yeah. I mean,
we're still drunk.
With Pete and James on the Worthing podcast, I think he was saying something along those lines. He just wanted to go again and again and again. Anyway, let's see if we can see this one out. 1-0 at the moment with, 60 minutes gone?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. On with the game. Worthing on the attack once again inside the box. That should have been two.
Spun a bit before it came to him. So
he called it slightly too early on the connection, didn't he?
You've been watching Albion.
Just high, just wide. Yet another attack for Worthing. And it was another looping ball in from the same side, a bit more central, but a little bit wider. Do you feel the second goal's coming on here, Peter?
I'll bet you know after this free kick.
I'm going to say yes, and then conveniently edit it if I'm wrong. Ooh!
So many crosses today and so many times it's not quite been
connected.
Why does
it sound familiar? Oh!
There's too much on it though, really.
Yeah, a little bit. It's mixed with a shot across, isn't it? Danger continues. They've been pretty pressing, haven't they, Peter?
Yeah.
All in the
Brighton C half. Everything's going on. Brighton had a corner recently. That's about it, really. But that went straight for a goal for a throw on for Worthing. So. It probably means that Brighton C will equalise in the 93rd minute. Going football.
Yeah. They did have their first shot a few minutes ago, which was speculative shot wide.
And not very good,
but apart from that, it's been all Worthing, and they're on the attack again. I got that on the pub. Oh. still recording, Peter, just in case that goal comes, that golden second goal. That's not happening, is it? Atmosphere's brilliant, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm really loving
good.
This.
Not long left now. We're must be about 5 minutes left, by century.
Trophy presentation to come, of course, after this. And maybe one or two beers.
Certainly not.
We've been remarably restrained today, I feel. 1.5 pints, I think.
The wind's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually quite breezy. That was like going quite straight at
them. Strong winds. We're forgetting that because we're in the stand behind the goal now. But it really is. It's windy, isn't it?
Yeah. You can see the trees at the back in the shed end.
So a few minutes left of Worthing season, magnificent effort, champions, yeah. Which is the only auto spot.
I mean, it's absolutely deserved. It's like, you know, two seasons before now, they've been, top after 30-odd games, then top after about 10, 12 games.
Yeah.
Thoroughly deserved it. They've basically been champions for two seasons, effectively, every time.
Even more, you could argue, because of COVID and lockdowns and various
topics. Two in a little bit, but... Yeah. And over three separate seasons, so to have that dedication and fight at this level to be able to deal with that and to still, can we come back year after year when you've done it every year before, the last 2 years before that?
And I mean, we're not experts on the National League South, but I would imagine that this team will cope pretty well.
Yeah,
in that
I think
division.
They'll do okay.
Yeah.
They're obviously quite ambitious, so I imagine they'll bring in one or two better players, and they're a clear level above this level, so hopefully at least mid table and maybe pushing further up.
Yeah,
and Dorking have done very well. I've been up last couple of years ago. They've had a really good couple of seasons, so no reason why Worthing can't be the same.
And Henry Hinchel when interviewed, I mean, he's clearly looking at a very least settling in comfortably in the division.
Yeah.
And he's looking upwards really as well. Yeah. So, and why not? As you said, Dorking have done it. Why can't Worthing?
Worthing's got a bigger crowd than Dorking, I would
have. Yeah.
Good ball.
And they're on the attack again. Patterson.
Good save.
It should have been two again.
Yeah, could have lifted it a bit.
Yeah. Jasper Patterson's been brilliant.
Yeah, he has been superb.
I didn't catch who they said was man of the match, but it's got to be him, hasn't it? It must be.
Everything's gone through him. And that goal was, even ignoring it, that goal would have been enough for him anyway. Yeah. But everything's gone through him.
And as we said, he's a guy who looks like a plumber or a builder.
Yeah.
Classic non-league player. But in a good way. He's been brilliant. And we got on a corner from that attack, which is just coming in now. Let's stick with that for a moment and see if we're going to get that elusive second goal.
Oh.
And the answer's no. Not for now, anyway. Wow. Still 1-0. On the outside. Yeah, that's the ball. Yes, come on! Oh! Another close save. Another ball across.
They've been much better in the second half in that set, haven't they?
Just more incisive.
A bit more dangerous, That was a lovely move down the wing. So. Yeah. Might have done better, actually, that one there.
Yeah. We're settling for the 1-0 now?
Well, I think we have to, yeah.
It doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, a minute or two left. That's it. Oh. End of season. 1-0 win and 97 points to finish it.
Very impressive over 42 games of this pretty impressive return. Two points and two and a third a game.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
John Keeley.
I forgot he was there.
Stalwart, head manager and director of footballs.
Footballs.
Hugh Evans.
The podcast for every hour.
On the management team, our one and only gaffer, Alan We don't want it to go any further.
How big decency for Leo. Awful afternoon.
It's his birthday today.
He did a fantastic job here.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping them focused, getting them back on track after what they had to go through. It's not easy.
He's keeping the players motivated.
Yeah.
A special landmark. We got to 100 goals scored this season. Yay! The man who made it possible, Jasper Paxton. He scored 35 in the league. Looking at the results, I think that makes him this year's Isthmian League Premier League top goal scorer. Oh, yeah!
On his head.
It's a joy to have him back, to see him come on the pitch at Horsham, to see him today, screw his shot wide, Alex Parsons!
Well, the trophy's on the table, Peter, about to be lifted. Two more to come out.
Really special mention. Today's possible But one man in particular, he had a dream many years ago. And what a moment. He's over on the far side of the ground. A massive round of applause. Everything he got. The Georgie now!
German, he's made it all happen. All the players have turned around to applaud him at the other side.
They've got to live at one point, must they?
Yeah, that's it.
So to finish, our club captain, our team captain, Jonathan Gebeling, going to come out and do what we've all been waiting for. Welcome to the pitch, Darren Bart and Aaron Racine!
Something's gone over the table, I think. It's nice to meet you. Now we're off. Lifting and here it comes. It's coming towards the home ends. It's swaying movements and the shield as well. So here we are, post-match, we're on the train back, Peter. We've had a few beers.
We're on the train.
How we get there, I don't know, and all that stuff, yeah. Well, we talked about Horsham Worthing. We talked about today's game, Worthing against Brightling Sea. Brightling Sea Regent.
Which is one of my favourite names.
It's even better than Folkestone Invicta, isn't it?
Folkestone Invicta's better.
You prefer Invicta to Regent? I'm not sure about it.
Yeah.
One of those. Anyway, thing we didn't talk about.
How about Invicta Regent?
Indeed. The Albion. Let's talk about the Albion. We've had a good day out in Worthing. We've very enjoyed it and everything else. But The Albion. We got the win against Spurs, but it all came
which,
off the rails.
On reflection, was one of my favourite away days of like all time watching Albion.
Yes, I noticed.
Beating
you quite
genuinely, Spurs became my most least most hated Premier League clubs because they just cheat all the time, and then they accused us of cheating. It's like, have you seen your team?
And you don't have a bit between your teeth when you get annoyed about things, do you, Peter?
I prefer Leeds to them, actually.
Right, okay. So how much have you had to drink today?
No, what I actually genuinely do is, not Newcastle, though. No. They're not owned by murderers, so
I can't stand Villa, Newcastle, Palace,
Man
United, Burnley, Chelsea, Tottenham, Burnley. Can they all get
the whole league? We're going to take the whole league, basically.
Anyway, we got the win at Arsenal. We got the win at Spurs. We then, rather predictably, came unstuck at City.
To be fair, we survived. Given we had no Bissouma, no Webster, no Trossard, we survived longer than I thought we might do.
Nil-nil at half-time. Yeah. They scored somewhere like
53. So we did better than I thought we might. I mean, losing 3 to City is... We've lost City beat Watford 5-1 today, and so it is pretty much it is what it is.
It's not, we can't crack, isn't it, really? We've never got anything.
We beat them once at home, but not away, we haven't got close away.
Well, we haven't got a draw or anything, have we, there?
We got close to one of the lockdown season, we lost 1-0 there, and actually had quite a lot of attacks late on, and looked quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Maybe the first lockdown season, possibly? Mm. We had quite a decent chance. No, the whole lockdown season, I think it must have been, yeah. Well, we had quite decent chances, generally we've not really.
I watched the game back. I think Caicedo, there's a swagger about that guy.
Tackle he did when Sanchez gave it away.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He looks great. Maybe
it gives you hope for next season. We're presuming probably going that he might be able to take his place. And
yeah, I mean, look at the team. They were wearing yellow tops and blue shorts, and they did. Caicedo had, and actually Solly March had that swagger about them. They looked like Brazilians, as in a good Brazilian team.
Do you mean Solly March?
Solly March, what did I say?
You said Solly March.
Oh, well, I would say, yeah. Sorry, March. there's a swagger about some of the players in our team. And Caicedo, I agree with you, I think he's got so much.
I mean, Tim Vickery, you haven't had a show in the past. Regards him as
the
one of the best.
Regards
him as one of the best South American footballers around, doesn't he? Like young players. So,
he's that good.
I trust him. He looks. He from the three games you've seen of him recently, he looks that good. He's like.
Yeah.
He looked really good. I've only seen once those three live at Spurs, but he looked fantastic that day. So, yeah, I'm very excited by the idea of him. And alongside him, potentially in the future, Kozlowski sounds like the most. One of the most talented Poland, well, the pride of Poland, and potentially a future star in Europe as well. So,
yeah,
we are picking up the fact that we can attract someone like Casado, who is quite stunning, really, in a way.
Mm. And there was lots of interest in him when it came up for sale.
Yeah.
And we got in ahead of a few
4 or 5 million. Is nothing, man.
Oh, so it's a bargain. It's a bargain.
And also, I still feel weird at a Brighton fan saying 4 or 5 million is nothing, money. It's like ridiculous. It's like we went back when we were up front with 3 million on record signing or 2.5.
It's all proportional, though, isn't it? Mm. But I do think the way we set up was
better than in LaCardia.
Absolutely, just a little bit. The setup.
We did see a beer called Jurgen earlier.
We did, didn't we? Yeah. I had one of those. I did better with it than he did, really. I think. Overall, though, I think the setup was quite similar, wasn't it?
I haven't really seen much of the transfer.
Have you not seen it?
But I think it did sound like it was quite similar. We were lacking our best attacking player, our best defensive shield as well.
Mm.
And obviously Webster's been out for a while anyway, but the other two were really missed, I think. Probably Trossard probably was on the best outlet
Trossard was our best
protection. So I think, I'm not saying it's actually not a bad thing if Basuma was out, because it gives us the chance to try and look into next season where he almost certainly won't be with us. I would love it if tomorrow the Albion announced that Suma signed a 5-year deal or something like that, but it's not very likely. I think we're all accepting that he's going to be gone, because I'd much rather he goes this summer and we get the money for him than that he goes on the free the next summer.
Yeah.
So, and we'll miss him massively, and it's a real gutter, but we are going to be a club who are going to sell players every summer. You know, it's like, you've got to, in order to try and compete in Premier League but also be self-sufficient, you've got to try and sell a player a summer. And in Bissouma, hopefully not Trossard, but maybe even Trossard might be the one this summer as well.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the game? I saw it back.
We kept on as much as we could. You know, it's, you can't complain when you lose. City is a very good.
Yeah. I mean, Palace lost as well, so that was okay. And I think we're still on course, aren't we, to potentially finish top half, overtake.
We need 2 points for our record, Premier League point total. 12 for Brad will be our record ever finished, so you can't really complain about that, really, can you? Just so.
And we've got Saints this weekend.
Yeah, I think Sunday next season, off. What we need to look at is maybe. It sounds ridiculous, but this season's been so up and down. We need to try and, like, look into the idea of, like, not maybe losing all those games around, but also not, you know, not having those runs.
Mm.
How we get out of, like, not winning, losing six in a row, or how we get out of, like.
Mm. Because I think before, it felt like Graham Potter would adapt to situations and change things around sooner. But it seems as if now we're capable of going on to a losing run. And it's concerning. We do need to sort that out. If we didn't have such a good start, there could have been a lot of pressure, couldn't it?
Yeah, a lot would depend on our signs this summer and how the loanees do as well. The likes of Toma, the likes of Under, the likes of Kozlowski, potentially, Van Hecker. Those sort of players, if they come in, how they do...
Yeah. Kadra, exactly.
Ostergaard, if he comes back, you know, there's a big chunk of players that could come in and we could actually make cut off positions. But we need, I think, if we want to, like, support Graham Potter, we need a centre half to play his role. So we need to have six and a half, potentially, if you include Veltman, he can play right wing back, whatever sort of thing, or at least five if you include Veltman, but with a right wing back to compete with Lamptey. And we need to, like, we need a competition for Lamptey, because Veltman can't play that direct role that he plays. He's not up and down as much, he's not as quick. So we need to have the options for him, and then we can really judge him. But in the end, we literally have been in the division of 4 years in our history before we came up this time. We're now in our we're going to be next in sixth next season, so it's actually genuinely a phenomenal achievement. And if you told any of us when we first went up that we do that and not be in a relegation zone from the first, like, few weeks of the first season to now, we've not been in a relegation zone, it's a phenomenal achievement.
It is phenomenal. And this season, barring about 4 or 5 weeks, we've been in the top half the entire season. That's incredible. Our home record versus away record's insane. We are 6th in the table for away records, and is it 16th, 17th, 18th for home record, which tells you how important the away record's been. And also, I've just realised since the Spurs game, I've been unbeaten in my away games.
Well, as it stands, we've got more points, as many points in London as we got in, like, Brighton this year.
Yeah.
Well, if you include Watford in a loosely kind of, like, Greater London area.
Yeah.
So if you, Watford and London, we've got as many points as we have got in London, Brighton this season.
And my away games this season have been the London games minus Arsenal because of COVID, but plus Watford and Southampton. We're unbeaten in all those games. So we've done well in the South, except in Brighton. which is a bit of a problem.
Just that we're going to be winning.
Yeah. However, despite such an appalling home record, we are solid mid table. That's grounds for building, isn't it, for next season?
And we might drop a bit. We've still got a really tough run in, so we might drop a bit. But it's been the first season we've not felt really, really under pressure for relegation. We might have looked. I was a few years ago worried about we might drop down into it, but we generally felt like we're pretty relaxed about it. So. It's a step forward, and the low knees, the likes of Undav and Misoma, look interesting enough that we might actually kind of compete next season. But we will lose at least Misoma, maybe Trossard,
possibly
Gross even, because, I mean, he's not signed a new contract, and he's now coming to, like, kind of quite a big kind of part of, he's become quite a big part of that team the last few weeks. So it's not going to be an easy situation, but I think. There's definitely this cost of Arsenal is also a cause of concern as well, so it's a matter of, I mean, the start of next season is going to be crucial. It's like first 4 or 5 games without Bissouma, without each other, what do we do? And if we can compete, great. If we can't, then what do we do from there?
Agreed, I think so.
And it'll be a weird season next year with the World Cup taking out 5 weeks. There'll be a lot of games before, like, by the mid November when we're like kind of, and then we'll stop for 5 weeks and then we'll.
That's when we go on a lower league
non-league tour,
non-league tour
around national league south.
Southampton lost to Burnley, which is a bit of a shambolic result, 2-0 I think it was. I think it's two defeats in a row for them. Coming to the Albion tomorrow, as we speak.
But the away team's never lost in those games.
In those fixtures. Nearly all of the games have ended up in draws. How do you see it going tomorrow? As we speak, tomorrow?
I think the draws are probably a very rare.
Probably will be. 1-1. I'll go 1-1.
I wouldn't go against 1-1.
Yeah. I mean, that would take us level with our
best ever point.
With about four more games to go, I think. Yeah. Which is okay.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I mean, we're missing both away games, both us, and then got both home games.
Yeah.
We're going to.
I think that covers it for now. We'll probably do a review. We won't do a match day special. We'll probably do a review early next week. Might get Andy Bass on board and a couple of other people. Amir, if you're listening, American fan, you came over to this fixture. I don't know what it was, about 3 years ago, I think it was. Southampton. We lost the home. Not great. Hopefully we'll have happier times, A, with this game in general, and B, with whatever your next visit ends up being. Hello to you, Amir, anyway. We'll have to get you on and maybe some American supporters in general. In the meantime, I think that covers everything for today, other than just to summarise again on the Worthing match. 1-0 win, 97 points, they're already up as champions.
Lots of beers.
We didn't get any interviews with anyone today because we thought it might be, we'll just leave everyone to their celebrations.
Post-season Worthing special.
Yeah, we chatted with George Dow, the chairman and owner of Worthing. I had a brief chat, and he's agreed to come on the podcast in the future. We're looking forward to that. It was his day, really. It's been his baby for a few years. This is the culmination of all of his work and his investment, both emotional and financial, in the club. Adam Hinchwood's done a brilliant job. They've seen the job through. Mental strength involved to do that. Congratulations to them. We've had a great day out in Worthing.
Yeah.
Brookstead again. Great beers. We're having one or two on the
good time meal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And pretty much sums it up for today, doesn't it, Peter? Any other words from you?
Nothing from me.
And I'm sitting opposite my wife. I presume you don't want to join in, do you, as usual? She's shaking her head. She's very, very shy. Okay, so on that matter, we'll probably round it up. So, Peter, stand or fall?
Up the Albion. Sports Social Podcast Network.